Good morning and welcome to Smashy Business. I'm Lubna Hamdan.
And I am Farah Bashir.
And I pray for the day where I stop my struggles with my earpiece. let's get to the headlines first. A customer has complained that Nike canceled his order because he wanted to have Free Palestine inscribed on the Nike shoes. And people are not in the same... people are mad, but some people are confused. Why would you inscribe that on your shoes? And they're saying it's disrespectful. So we'll talk about that next. Remind me to mention the Bella Hadid incident years ago with Saudi in that airport.
Yes.
And then a $37.8 million penthouse in the Burj Khalifa district has broken records in that particular area. And the company behind it is Omniat. We're going to cover that. And then Qatar Airways has partnered with Elon Musk. He's just signing deals left and right.
Yeah.
Elon Musk signed a deal with Starlink for higher speed Wi-Fi. Again, great, because Wi-Fi on planes is not that good, is it? And then last but not least, our company, Augustus Media, has acquired Hello Qatar as it looks to expand across the GCC. And we'll talk a little bit about this company. An expose, if Richard is listening. No, I'm kidding. Kidding. No, it's really a fascinating story. So we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, first of all, thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
It was such a long week. I told Casey this morning, I told my mom this morning, and they're like, yeah.
They're like, what?
They're like, yeah, it was.
You just made a face. And
it was, yeah. Yeah, it was.
It was.
Yeah. I struggled. I am finally, Friday.
Finally free. So what are your weekend plans? Do you have any weekend plans?
Well, honestly, the thing is, I like to go with the flow. I don't like to plan a lot. I mean, if there is a plan, I just like be like, oh yes, I'm down.
So you're easygoing and spontaneous.
Yes, I am. I'm very spontaneous. Very.
Is this a new Farah? Because a couple of weeks ago, you told me that all you want to do is go home and sleep.
No.
Suddenly, Farah is spontaneous, adventurous, and up for anything. Yeah.
I mean, I am. But if I'm tired, I will put myself first.
Great. That is great advice, actually, Farah.
Yeah.
You said it and you didn't even know how good that piece of advice is, because I do the exact opposite.
Oh.
Do the exact opposite. I don't know. I always have fear of FOMO.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I don't like to say no to anyone. So I feel like, you know, for example, yesterday I had such a lovely time with my friend Kate. I passed by her house. So I went to the Property Finder Connect event, and it was great, and we'll get to that. But after that event, I sat down in a cafe and I was trying to work a little bit. I still had some unfinished business. And then I forgot that I had told her that I'm going to pass by her house. So I went all the way to Garhoud, saw her, then went back home, chilled with my mom and my sister. So
you forgot.
Yes and no. I forgot, but then I didn't want to cancel. But we ended up having such a lovely, lovely time. And let's talk a little bit about property, because we went to the Property Finder event yesterday. It was great. It had like a Tony Robbins vibe to it, because I feel like anyone in real estate, I feel like real estate has become kind of, I'm going to say this in a positive way, okay? Like a cult, but in a good way. I'll use the word community. I went to my friend Kate's house in Garhoud, and the building is really, really nice.
Really?
I think it's called Roxy, if I'm not mistaken. You can't really find it properly on Google Maps, but it's really spacious. The finishing is really quite lovely, really secure as well. The security is great. And I was just thinking, like, how many of these properties exist in that other side of town that we don't know about, you know? And it's such a good deal. I think she's paying about 60K.
Oh, and how many bedrooms?
It's one bedroom.
Okay.
And it's over 1,000 square feet.
Wow, that's really, by the way, big.
I mean, that's amazing.
It is.
And it's a brand new building.
Wow.
I know.
It's such a good deal.
It's unheard of.
Literally, it's actually, I was just like Googling it, like Roxy, and I got like Roxy Cinemas, and I was like, fine. Yeah. Like, maybe Google.
I think it's called Roxy. Maybe don't quote me on that. But
like, I mean, I was just
such a good deal. Yeah, yeah. That's good. I love it.
And then I got Roxy Cinemas. But yeah, that's such a good deal.
It is, isn't it?
For sure, say.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it was some interesting things about the event yesterday. It was in the Museum of the Future, and it was done in a way. It was actually, you know, because Michael Lahiani is, is a very sophisticated guy.
Yeah.
He was in Switzerland for a long time. And I don't know, there's something about Switzerland and refinement, I think. He's just very sophisticated. and so the event was sophisticated and refined.
For sure.
And it was great. There were some great panels.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you, Farah. I'm just gonna.
Yeah. Sure. You can do whatever you want.
Whatever I want. If only that were true. Only that were true. So there were some panels. People were talking about the need for more communities, not communities, facilities like parks, places to barbecue. Mm-hmm. More benches, blah, 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 things like that, both in Abu Dhabi and in Dubai.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a story in JBR a couple of months back where Dubai Properties was removing the, Dubai Properties, they're great and they're government-owned, so we love them, but they removed the real grass from JBR, and they put, from the apartments there, you know, between the apartments and JBR.
Yeah.
There was real grass and trees, and they removed all that and they put fake grass instead, right? And obviously landscaping costs a lot, so I'm guessing that was part of cost-cutting measures. And the residents were not happy at all. We said a joke yesterday that I have to say on the show, and I know we'll probably get away with it because it's a joke. The tagline for Lovin is residents are concerned, right?
Yeah.
The tagline for Smashy is authorities are concerned. Concerned.
That is funny, you know.
With Smashy.
Maybe, just like because we have merch, right?
Yeah.
Residents are concerned, shirt, mug, and so on for Lovin.
Yeah.
You guys can have like...
We don't even have a mug, Farah.
Yeah, I'm saying, giving an idea.
Are we the underdog here? Is Smashy the underdog?
I don't know. I'm giving ideas. If Richard is listening to us, maybe he can have like authorities are concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Richard is concerned with my problem with figures of authority. Anywho's, let's get back to the news, shall we? So, right, the Property Finder event. So people were saying also, these are some highlights from the event. And by the way, there was an athlete there, Ben Saunders, who was absolutely incredible. He gave such an amazing talk. On stage, and he was drawing parallels between business and extreme sports, and he broke a couple of records. We're not going to go there and make ourselves feel bad about it, comparing ourselves to Ben. But he said he learned so much through that, and he said he learned that nobody has authority over your potential, and that confidence is often. For you to get confidence, you have to have courage first. He said it in a better way, obviously.
In a better way.
But confidence is only ever followed by courage. That's what he said.
That is true. I agree with him.
Beautiful.
No, I do actually agree with him. Because like people who are not confident or like not courageous, I would say they do not they're not very trusting of themselves. Therefore, they do not show their full potential and what they're capable of.
Yeah, he said that the biggest obstacle that he's had, both in business and in life, is that it was usually all in his head. He said it was self-belief. He said self-belief isn't ego, it's not arrogance. Self-belief is
between you and
courage.
Yeah, I agree. Good
makes
lessons.
Me think about,
Guys, now, so I think Lubna's having, like, I don't know,
a moment.
A crisis. Of like,
a crisis. Hmm. Yeah. Is it that obvious that I'm having? I was,
Like
I was trying to hide it, but I
guess no, because for like a second you were like,
I was just thinking about self-belief and how much we ruin things for ourselves.
That's true. We do.
Just like I'm ruining this episode by talking too much about myself. One last thing from that event, though. They said something interesting as well in one of the panels, that after Corona, life became not just about saving money, but about spending more on real estate and enjoying life more. And that's why consumers now want bigger properties. They want a balcony. They want outdoor space, more facilities.
That is true, honestly, because like honestly, COVID changed a lot.
It did, yeah.
And I don't think it's wrong. I think it's right.
Yeah, I agree. Right, let's get to Nike. A customer has claimed on social media that Nike said, Nike basically sent him an email after he requested an inscription of Free Palestine on his shoes. He shared the email, and the email says, "Hi Lawrence, your shoes have text that we can't work with, and we have had to cancel your Nike by You order," which is the customization by Nike. He said, "Shame on you. Your actions are a stark reminder of your questionable morals and ethics as a company." So the story is going viral.
It is.
People are saying, first of all, I'm kind of surprised because, Nike has had a history with the sweatshops. It's not that great, but they have historically had, you know, brilliant ads. They've stuck by a lot of their athletes. Actually, come to think of it, no, they haven't. No, they haven't. I mean, yes, but rarely.
Look, the thing is,
they've had a scandal with some of their female athletes. That who have had to hide being pregnant, for
That's
example.
True. Yeah, I remember even like their. I remember they got a lot of slack for their swimwear. Once because like swimwear for
why
women. I remember because they wanted to create like
the modest swimwear.
Yeah, yeah.
I do remember that. I can't remember what it was about, but.
But
yeah,
I briefly remember they faced some kind of like backlash over, you know, modest swimwear and so on. But regarding that, at this point, I think people are just like trying to spread the message of Free Palestine. They want a ceasefire. They want the situation to stop.
Yeah.
They want it all to be like gone because like what's happening in Palestine and specifically like with
Gaza
right and Rafah right now, it's not something that if we cannot bear it, how can they bear it? Like they're living it.
Yeah.
So at this point, people are just like trying in any way to give out a message.
Like, thank you. Because some people are saying, but why would you type it on a shoe? Someone said, exactly. Someone else said, why not? Someone else said, it's disrespectful, honestly. Put it on a t-shirt or a cap, but never on shoes. That's a known fact. So in Arab culture, it is actually
disrespectful.
It is disrespectful to put it on shoes. But, you know, again, it's kind of like, you know, Big Hass, you know, put out a video yesterday saying, you know, everyone is reposting All Eyes on Rafah, but Palestinians need more than eyes. Like, absolutely, yes. But it does the awareness help? Absolutely, yes. And we could use all the awareness. So if somebody wants to put it on their shoes, I don't think Palestinians are gonna care if it's, you know what I mean?
Look, I think, honestly, like, I understand that, it's culture, it's disrespectful, but at this time, it's not about culture anymore, you know? And it's like if you're gonna go to Starbucks, like let's say, you know, and I've seen a video, I remember, of like someone asking the Starbucks barista to have, you know, like their name written on the Starbucks cup as like Palestine.
Yeah.
It's just like people are trying to raise awareness in any possible way.
You know, my family friend's name is Palestine. Her name is actually not Palestine. Her name is Palestine, which is Arabic for Palestine. So
that is so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, she's older than I am, so it was a long time ago that they called her that. But that's beautiful, isn't it?
That is honestly that is. But honestly, like with companies like Nike and everyone who is refusing to let the everyone's voices actually reach out.
It's
they're gonna get boycotted. Like, why? Just let people talk, you know, aren't you guys, I don't know, like, with freedom of speech?
Yeah, it's very hypocritical, honestly, because so many brands came out to support Ukraine, and the damage and the number of casualties and the horrors that we've seen in Gaza is nowhere near what we saw in Ukraine.
Agreed.
And it's just really hypocritical. I mean, the world basically shunned Russia when that happened. And what are they doing now? What are they doing? Where are the Chanels and the Diors and the statements and the flags and, you know?
No, that 100%.
So why are they so afraid to speak about this, but they were so openly willing to shun Russia for that. So, the hypocrisy of the Western world continues. Anyways, let's move on. A $37.8 million penthouse, imagine, has broken records in the Burj Khalifa this week.
Oh, yeah, so just like I have that much money in my
account. Same. luxury living in the Burj Khalifa district, of course. It's the penthouse is in the Lana Residences. I was going to go there the other day to check it out. Apparently, it's quite lovely. It has sold, making it the most expensive property ever sold in that district. It's over 600,000 square feet, and it has stunning views of the Marasi Marina between the Burj Khalifa district and the Dubai Design District, which, by the way, I love beautiful. Seeing those. Beautiful, right?
It is.
I love. Farah is just dreaming about this, dreaming about this penthouse. we have a saying in Russian which means "Хотят не вредно," which means to want is not bad.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's sarcastic.
Well, it sounded beautiful. I must
Thank
say,
you.
But yeah.
It's supposed to be sarcastic, as in like, oh no, it's okay to dream. Basically,
why not? You never know,
Farah. You never
I might know. Be very rich and just like not telling you guys. Maybe it's a secret. Maybe
you know
I have
what?
A lot of money.
It's all about self belief. It's all
exactly.
about self belief.
It's all about. Yeah. You guys never know. Have you seen my bank account? No.
No. Right. We spoke to Waleed Shihabi the other day on Wednesday about the booming luxury ultra premium. We have the Baccarat Residences as well. So we do have these communities popping up. Two things that weren't mentioned yesterday, though, at the Property Finder event, which was a little bit, I mean, I'm not going to say disappointing. It's impossible to cover all topics, but I was expecting them to talk a little bit more about it. Waleed Shihabi mentioned it. He said, you know, in the DIFC, it's been years since we had new development pop up there. Do we also need another financial district besides the DIFC? I think it would be nice to
have another one.
I don't know if we need another one, but
I don't think we
maybe,
do.
Maybe in Abu Dhabi, maybe there could be something like that. I think they're.
Yeah, I think
working on it though.
Maybe in other cities, yeah. But
have you been to Galleria Mall in Abu Dhabi? It's brilliant.
Yes, I have. Yeah, because I lived in Abu Dhabi for like a short period of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. How was it?
Honestly, I didn't like it.
I'm sorry, that came out so passionately. Why?
I'm sorry. Look, because
seems like you had a really bad experience.
No, it's just because I honestly, because I'm born in Dubai. So if you are born in Dubai, it's very hard to, I would say,
adjust to the Abu Dhabi life.
Exactly, and adapt. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just I couldn't, and it was during COVID, and. Oh my god.
During COVID, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, because I had to live there. I was working there.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You're usually very diplomatic, but that was iconic. That was one of your best moments.
Yet. I think, yeah, maybe they should be cut of like Farah's funniest
moments.
Completion.
We should do that. We should do that. Another point that was missed at that conference was the flipping real estate, basically. All of those people buying those villas on the Palm, you know, for X amount and then selling it for like triple the price.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is, by the way. And yesterday I've as well seen, like, I don't know, a girl on TikTok do that. actually got a property, and then she is selling it for triple the amount, and I was like,
love to see more women in that space.
Yeah,
because we have more refined taste when it comes to real estate, obviously. Qatar Airways has become the first in the MENA region to partner up with Elon Musk's Starlink. And Richard, by the way, our CEO of this company and sometimes our co-host, thinks Elon Musk is building a telco and nobody's noticing, he said. So we'll talk about him if he's around. Maybe we'll talk about that next...
Next week. Well, honestly, all that I can see is that Elon Musk is just like, I want to invest in this and I want to buy this. And you know,
he's
very active and he's very on the go. And he is honestly like, shout out to you, Elon.
He's also taking ketamine in small doses. So maybe that's the secret.
Wait, what's he taking?
Ketamine? Ketamine. It's a drug that he's taking in small doses to help him focus and deal with the stress. Wow. He said, it's better for me to take that. It's administered by a doctor, but prescribed, whatever. And he said, it's better for investors that I keep taking it. If you want to see returns, let me have my ketamine. That's what he said. Oh, so interesting. Anywho, so three of Qatar Airways aircraft, the Boeing 777, will receive Starlink's high-speed Wi-Fi connectivity by Q4 this year, and then the entire modern fleet will have the technology over the next 2 years. So that's pretty cool. Anyways, going back to Elon Musk's drug habits.
Yeah, I was like,
I mean, I would too. I would Google them as well. Richard, let's talk about him a little bit. He started out in media by basically writing a blog about burritos.
I remember, yeah.
Do you like burritos?
I mean, I love all food. I eat all food, so yeah.
I feel like a burrito is the equivalent of a pizza blog. Like, you know, gosh, what's his name? Barstool Sports. What's the guy's name behind Barstool Sports? I hope he's not a Zionist. He's a really famous guy. I need to get his name for you guys. Here he is, David Portnoy. Yes.
All right.
He does this thing. It's a 1-minute pizza review, okay? Mm-hmm. And it gets millions of views, and it's incredibly popular. So I'm not surprised that Richard's burrito blog got him into the world of media.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm wondering, the love between Richard and burritos must be so deep that he had to
I've never in my life seen him eat a burrito.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe never. He's eating like a healthy one, I guess.
Maybe, probably. He is really healthy.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, I mean, every time I see him, I just tell him, Rich, what do you take? I want the same
level of energy,
please. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything you can take for that. Have it or you don't, to be honest. There is no matcha on this on this planet that will give you the energy that Richard Fitzgerald has. But anyways, it's obviously it's the success story is not the burrito blog, but first, let's go through the news, okay? And then we'll talk a little bit about the background story. Love in Dubai's owner, which is Augustus Media. So Augustus Media owns Love in Dubai, has Odeum, which is an agency, and then Smashy. Smashy is the homegrown brand, just like ITP have all of those Hearst brands, GQ, etc. And then the homegrown brand is Arabian Business. So that's the equivalent here for us for Smashy. And Lovin was acquired by Richard in 2015. That's how he decided to set up Augustus Media. And now he's done it again. He's acquired Hello Qatar, which was set up in 2015 as well. And it's big news because the company is expanding. We're in Saudi, Lovin. How many cities is Lovin in?
There's Lovin Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Lovin Sharjah, Lovin Khartoum, Lovin Oslo, Lovin
Amman,
Lovin Palestine, There is a lot, you know what I mean? It's like, I need to want to do my research.
We need to, yeah, I think 22
yeah,
cities.
Yeah, it's a lot, yeah, I think even more.
So really exciting, why? Because, by the way, they just set up, they opened an office in Qatar, and it's not an easy thing, it's not an easy thing to do that, and they got it done quite quickly. True. We have love in Doha as well, so yeah, exciting, really exciting news.
It really is. It honestly, I'm just like, at this point, it's like, it just makes me so happy and so proud to be part of Augustus Media.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We're not going to talk about this too much because he probably should be here for the story.
Yeah, for sure.
And he doesn't talk about it much on this show, but you probably should. You probably should, Richard. And I think this is a great opportunity to do that. So
maybe we called him out right now on it. Maybe he didn't want to say anything.
No, I don't think so. I mean, why? It's great news. You know, it's
yeah.
It is expanding regionally. It's looking to expand further. So. It is really good news, and it's very smart business to take these little brands and grow them. These little brands that are not doing that well on their own, and then take them and just
grow them. I mean, maybe Richard is the next Elon Musk.
Apparently, he had no savings when he was starting out Love in Dubai. He didn't have any savings. Barely had to sell his sports car. Barely had money to couldn't even afford a bike. So it is a fascinating story. He talks a lot about it on other podcasts. So we should that should be your next interview. While I'm away, I'm going to be away next week. And that's your opportunity.
Thank you.
To do that.
Yeah, for sure. Because honestly, at this point, I'm just like, Richard, please just give me the supplement.
Yeah,
taking.
Supplement.
Please.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Thank you guys for listening. And I won't see you next week. You won't hear from me next week. You can miss me a little bit. The absence makes the heart grow fonder. But Farah will take very, very good care of you.
Well, I hope you come back safe.
I hope I come back safe as well. Why am I not coming back safe?
No, you are.
Now
like
you're just
saying.
Putting thoughts in my head.
It's just a saying.
I hope I don't fly out on a Boeing 777. It's not a funny joke, really, but that's the only way to go through life is with some humor. Anyways, we'll see you later. Thank you for listening. And you know the drill. Get us wherever you get your podcasts, or for the video version, smashy.tv.